Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast, and I am delighted to be with you again today and sharing with you some tips to be able to help you be able to use, in particular, Instagram more effectively to be able to get your message out. And what I thought I'd talk about today is actually about analytics and dealing figuring out which metrics you need to be following in order to make sure that your Instagram strategy is effective. Because you've got to be able to measure sort of up-to-the-minute trends, if I could speak today, to help grow your brand. And now, of course, Instagram is actually, now they've introduced advertising. So tracking this kind of data, it's more important than ever, especially if you decide to get into advertising your products or services. So let's kind of dive right into it and figure out what Instagram analytics should be, you know, the ones that you really need to truly focus on. So one thing is hashtags. And if you have been involved with Instagram for very long at all, you probably have seen that hashtags are everything, because you've got to have, I think they say, like at least like 10 to 12 hashtags, in fact, are actually optimal to be able to include with your posts. So the thing is, though, there are kind of few options for generating meaningful Instagram analytics. So for now, hashtags are often the only way to be able to kind of figure out otherwise hidden trends. And so the better that you can track them and compare them, the more insights you'll have. Now, of course, what hashtags should you be tracking? Well, of course, for a start, you need to track the hashtags that are most relevant to your industry, your particular company, and of course, your competition. And now, not all hashtags are created equal as well. Some are going to have a bigger influence on the number of follows, likes, and comments that your posts are going to ultimately generate. So one thing that you could do is sort of A-B test your Instagram hashtags so that you can quickly identify the ones that actually do drive engagement the best. And then use that data to amplify your results, you know, be able to, you know, see if you can get even better results, and then test again. And as you continually do this, refining your test, you're going to be able to find the best performing hashtags of the moment. And now, if you're unsure where to start, Post Planner came up with a list of the best Instagram hashtags for gaining followers. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to include this. It's a cool little infographic, and I'm going to include this in the show notes. But just to share some of them with you, we've got the number one, actually, top hashtag is love. And then they've also got things like follow, photo of the day, pick of the day, selfie, friends, Insta daily, things like that. So I'll include all of those in the show notes for you. Now, some other things that, of course, are real important things that you need to track on Instagram. Likes are kind of there, but not necessarily the biggest thing. I mean, basically, a like just simply represents a simple tap on the screen. So, you know, it's often unclear what element of the image your fans are actually truly liking. Do they like the content? Do they like your brand? So the other one, though, that is much more effective is actually focusing on comments that you get. That is really where you can see, you know, true engagement, because not only does it take someone time to actually type a comment, but these comments can really be just a treasure trove of information about your fans and what they're interested in. Now, believe it or not, some people say that actually, similar to likes, one of the least meaningful performance indicators is your overall follower number. Because even though it is great to have lots of fans, Instead, knowing the rate at which you're gaining new followers is actually more important and insightful. And another thing to do is not only tracking the number of relevant follows, people actually interested in your brand, is also versus hashtag followers. People who follow other users simply because they used a specific hashtag, like Instagood, for instance. So you can tell the difference by when a person follows you. Then, you know, was it after you posted an image using Instagood, for example, or was it at an unrelated time? Now that they've released Instagram advertising, one of the most common complaints some brand managers are having is the inability to actually post click-through links. So without purchasing ads, Instagram limits you to a single tappable URL on your brand's profile page. And even though this can be limiting, tracking those click-throughs actually does provide you with some very strong data about overall brand interest. So it's very important to be able to have a unique URL in your profile. And then if your number of click-throughs from Instagram is going up, it shows that you're doing something right. So you could even add a UTM code or something to your profile link, or certainly use like Bitly. If you use like a URL shortener like Bitly, then you can go into Bitly and track it so that you know that the clicks are actually coming from Instagram. And of course, as well, since Instagram doesn't allow links and posts to be clickable, it is possible to post short, easy to remember URLs along with your images. Like I just mentioned, not only can you use Bitly to use that link, a trackable link to have in your profile, you could do this in your posts as well. So this way you can, you know, it's going to create a unique and trackable link for an individual campaign. And then tracking the performance of those links is going to give you valuable insight into how your Instagram promotions are being received. So it's absolutely worth the hassle to track. Finally, let's talk a little bit about advertising. So now that Instagram's new ads API is widely available, the data it's providing is becoming more and more valuable to marketers. And it also provides Instagram advertisers access to Facebook's targeting tools. So, you know, that is really cool, being able to use Facebook. So creating an entire range of new metrics is what it's going to help you to do to be able to keep track of it. Now, some people say that Instagram's advertising data shouldn't be seen as a replacement for all the other metrics we've talked about today, but that data is meant to help drive more brands towards paying for ads, of course, and as opposed to seeing great results from free marketing efforts. But if you can still do stuff for free, I'm all for that. So truly, though, if you want to be able to have a robust Instagram marketing strategy, you probably got to do a little bit of both. Deal with just using the platform for free as it is, but also paying for ads. And this way, you're going to get a lot of data, and that way it's going to be able to help you in going forward with your marketing and being able to get your message out. And that's truly what it's all about, really. So I hope you got some value out of today's podcast. And if you did, I encourage you to, number one, subscribe. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. And if you would be so kind as to also, number two, leave me a review so I know how I'm doing. And if you have any story ideas or ideas for future, you know, podcast episodes, I'd love to hear from you as well. And in fact, if you want, you could share those ideas with me on Twitter at Gloria Rand. And of course, I am on Instagram too, at Gloria Rand. I will confess to you, I have not been as active on Instagram of late, but that's because I have been visiting my sister. I've been staying with my sister for the last few weeks. She's going through some cancer treatments, so she kind of needed her little sis out here in Arizona to be able to take care of her. But I'm heading back to Florida, back home soon, and so once I get home and get back in the swing of things, I'm going to start being more active on Instagram again. So, I think that's going to do it for this edition of Right, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, as always, wishing you much peace, love, and of course, prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Right, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #RightSellSucceed.